hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're broadcasting from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network live on this Monday, the 31st of December, 2007. And at the end of this broadcast today, we'll end our regularly scheduled live broadcast. We will pick up with broadcasting live Wednesday morning. Why? Well, it's New Year's, folks. By the way, before I bring up my guest today, Mr. Robert Chapman from the International Forecaster, there seems to be a little confusion out there as to whether Ron Paul is going to be in the January 6th debate. I will simply read you a letter because there's been a lot of concern. Has Ron Paul been eliminated from the January 6th New Hampshire debate? Well, this is what Fergus Cullen, chairman of the New Hampshire Republican Party, he issued a press release this afternoon about Fox News' presidential candidates forum scheduled for January 6th. It says, date December 31, 2007, Fergus Cullen, chairman, New Hampshire Republican Party. New Hampshire Republicans don't limit debate. Participants, Concord, New Hampshire Republican Party chairman Fergus Cullen releases the following statement regarding primary weekend debates. Limiting the number of candidates, and I'm quoting here, who are invited to participate in debates is not consistent with the tradition of the first-in-the-nation primary. The level playing field requires that all candidates be given an equal opportunity to participate, not just a select few determined by the media prior to any votes being cast. Therefore, the New Hampshire Republican Party calls upon all media organizations planning pre-primary debates or forums for both parties to include all recognized major candidates in their events. The New Hampshire Republican Party has notified Fox News of our position, and we are in ongoing discussions with Fox News about having as many candidates as possible participate in the forum that's scheduled for January 6th. So, you know, a lot of people out there have got Ron Paul killed off. Gosh, if he gets elected president, they're going to kill him. He hasn't even been elected yet, folks. And people are writing about how they want to kill him. Look, I understand your fear out there. Ron Paul is not a stupid guy. He knows full well of what he's doing and the drawbacks of what he is doing. He's fully aware of them all. And I trust the man. He is still in the race. He will remain there until the end. Hopefully until he is in the White House. Why don't we take a cue from Ron Paul in his courage in doing what he's doing and quit being so namby-tamby, biting of fingernails, gnashing of teeth, and ranting of hair. Stop it. The guy is not even elected yet. Are you people sitting out there dreaming up ways in which they're going to kill the guy off? I say let's get him elected first, and then if we'll have to pile on American body as a shield for protection, fine, we'll do that. We'll do whatever is necessary to protect this man, okay? I'm seeing a lot of stories. It's fun fodder, but I don't think these journalists and radio talk show hosts really understand what they're doing. They think as far as the end of their nose sometimes. Haven't you learned a lesson from the globalists and their long-range plans? How do you think they get things done? They think about things long-term. Why don't you start thinking about things long-term as well? And quit starting the short-sighted panic. We'll be right back.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. And through special arrangement, since tomorrow is New Year's, and we will not be on the air New Year's, yes, folks, we do take the occasional day off around here. I've got Robert Chapman on today. Good afternoon, Bob.
Well, good afternoon, John. Nice to be back.
Pleasure to have you here, sir. Before we get into the predictions of 2008, you know, Bob, I was watching the news this morning, and especially the financial shows. And, of course, the same old garbage. And, well, now they're admitting that there are problems out there, but now they're predicting the bottom of the housing market will disappear next year. Consumers will spend the less, according to what they've seen in retail stores this year, but it's going to be on the rebound in 2008. For these people, it's a brand new year, and they're already spinning their yarn.
Well, I watched them as well from time to time today and over the last few days. And it's the same tilt, what they want everybody to hear, the same propaganda, et cetera. And so that's why people tune in to John Stadtmiller and Republic Radio so they can find out what the truth is. And I think this network serves an extremely useful purpose. There is an article in the Emirates Business Times, and it was picked up elsewhere, about projections by next year by Saxo Bank in Denmark. Did you see that, John?
I saw a portion of it. I didn't have time to review the whole thing.
Well, I'm going to run through it very quickly, and I agree with them. And they say world oil prices will hit 175 a barrel during the next year. I'm looking for 120, but maybe it could get up there if we have some more violence someplace. The British economy is going to go into a nosedive. I certainly agree with that. They have the same real estate problems that we have. They're looking for the S&P and NASDAQ and the Dow Industrials to drop 25%, which would put the Dow around 10,300, 10,500. Grain prices, and they think it's going to double again. I believe all of the grains and beans are going to double. There's a number of reasons for that, which we picked up on this program before. Many of the big U.S. home builders will go bankrupt. I agree. As you know, a number of the subscribers for the International Forecaster have been short those issues for the last year and a half and have done very well. They're looking for a big correction in Chinese equities. I am as well. Probably the most startling thing that they have here is that they expect Ron Paul to be elected president of the United States.
I saw that very same thing.
And they say this is our most outrageous call. One would imagine a party with the least popular president to inhabit the White House ever would stand a snowball's chance in Texas of getting a new candidate elected to the presidency. But Ron Paul is no George W. Bush, even if he is a Republican like Bush and is from Texas like Bush. He's libertarian, anti-war, is about three standard deviations away from the platform of any other Republican candidate, or even Hillary Clinton, for that matter. And Paul's share in the Republican candidate polls have rocketed from 1 to 6% in the space of a few months, and there is the best part of a year to go until the election, as should be clear from this year's outlook. And it goes on, but is very perceptive of foreign banking people to come up with something like that. And incidentally, they have made predictions before that seemed outrageous, like you have and I have, and unfortunately they've come true. And I think they're right on.
We shall see. I know one thing. There's a lot of people that are backing away from the U.S. dollar. And they're doing it at record speed. The latest announcement here, the Sudanese central bank switches to the euro. The Central Bank of Sudan will deal only in the euro beginning in 2008 and advised their local commercial banks to opt for convertible currencies other than the U.S. dollar. Now, this announcement, Bob, was made public in a circular noted distributed to banks late Tuesday, reflected efforts by the central authorities to steer away from the weak dollar amid Sudan's economic boom. In other words, they want it. They're doing pretty well over there, and they want to keep it going. They don't want to taint it. They don't want to poison it. So therefore, they're not going to deal in the U.S. dollar. So, what other country did that just recently? Oh, Iran did as well. They don't like people walking away from the United States dollar, but it's happening, and there's nothing they can do about it. And the reason, Bob, they are walking away from the dollar, if it had any value, they'd stick with it.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Sudan is a moderately large oil producer. And that's probably the main factor in them doing that. And I think they're all going to go that way. And in 4 or 5 years, the dollar will no longer be the reserve currency of the world. What the administration did with Iran was they went to all of the banking authorities throughout the world and told them, if you do business with those guys in dollars, we're going to cause you a nightmare. And some of the banks didn't, some of the central banks and banks did not go along, but for the most part they did. And Iran had to stop. They were forced to stop doing business in dollars, and now they're probably around 95% in euros, yen, and other currencies. So what the administration did was to put a nail in their own coffin. I mean, it has to be the stupidest piece of foreign policy that I have ever seen. I mean, what conceivably could they have been thinking of? Well, anyway, it's turned out the way it should, the worst results possible for the United States in that circumstance, and just another country pushing the dollar out of the way and bringing the demise of the dollar as a world reserve currency. I would expect in time what they'll do is they'll go to a basket. And incidentally, they already have a basket, but they only use it internally within OPEC. And it's there for them to use if they want to. They haven't chosen to do so yet. And the reason why is the almost 100-year-old deal between the powers in the Middle East and the British and the American government will pump the oil, will invest our money in your markets, and you protect us.
There is some, and I was waiting for this to happen. We have a big for sale sign here on America, as people have discovered, because of this subprime mortgage crisis. That's right. Who actually holds the paper? Well, some foreign investment firm does. That's why the people walking into courtrooms right now, parading themselves off of being a bank and holder in due course of a mortgage, are being shunted and turned away from the courtrooms because they can't prove that they hold the mortgage. It's been sold off. And I was waiting for this to happen. Now, China has been, well, we've been running a deficit with trade with China for oh so many years. They have been accumulating all sorts of wealth and technologies. Well, they've got a bunch of stuff, Bob, and they don't quite know what to do with it. Ah, but they found an answer. What they did was they created the CIC, and what this is, it's China's investment. They call it the China Investment Company, and they're there to invest these funds. By the way, they've got more than $1 billion per day in exchange reserves, and rather than holding these reserves in low-paying treasury securities, like we issue, China's not buying any more of our debt, well, they're buying other things, Bob. They're buying into the banks here in this country. How long were you waiting for this to happen?
Well, it was inevitable. And I think that the people, the power behind the throne in America, knew that this would be the ultimate outcome, but they really don't care. Their perspective is international in nature. They think we're going to have a world government, which they push as hard as they can. And they just don't care what happens. And I started writing my issue for Saturday today, and I talked about how we could have avoided all of these problems that we're in today by having a recession starting in 1989 through 1992 and purge the system. And, of course, Wall Street and Alan Greenspan refused to do that. And now look where we are today. And what they've done is they pushed the system as far as they conceivably could without it cracking. And now they're scrambling because they think the system's going to go under. And, yes, they can scramble for the next 3 or 4 years. And in the meantime, the only way they can really hold the economy, not only the United States but the world up, is to continue to print money and credit, which they're doing at a 17.5% rate right now. And that guarantees us 15 to 20% inflation next year, this coming year. And that guarantees us much higher gold and silver prices.
All right, we'll take the break here.
A good example of that.
Hang on, Bob. We're up against the break here. We'll take the break. Robbie is going to join us at about quarter till the hour. and that being Robbie Noel, does his own program, The Flip Side, on this network right after this program. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
Beijing CIC has agreed to invest $5 billion in Morgan Stanley, which is troubled by the credit mess. The CIC's investment can be converted into almost a 10% stake in Morgan Stanley in just a few years. Morgan Stanley stock has fallen from $73 to about $49, a fire sale price in CIC's eyes, though it has rebounded to $54 since the announcement of the Chinese investment. CIC, by the way, gets a bargain, but no board seat and no way and no say in Morgan Stanley's management. They are a passive investor, well, for right now. Morgan Stanley, by the way, is a player in China's financial sector since 1994. And in China, the Chinese government just loves to have private business under their thumb. I'm sorry, close in their vest pocket. They have given the CIC, as far as Morgan Stanley goes, a good housekeeping seal of approval. And so much so that Morgan Stanley's people now travel China with business cards saying they are partly owned by the prestigious CIC. The way business and governments are intertwined in China? Now, who would dare refuse talking to a Morgan Stanley representative at their door? And there's other things going on, but basically, Bob, we're going to see a lot more foreign investment into this failing market because there's going to be so many businesses, banking and otherwise, that are going to be failing in this country next year.
There will be hundreds of thousands of them. And this is just the tip of the iceberg in the investment banking, and brokerage business. It's going to get much, much worse. There's going to be more infusions of capital. And it's going to keep on and on. What the all companies have to do starting this next year is under the new FSAB, that's the International Accounting Group, what has to be done under the FSAB is that all securities have to be marked to the market. And they have been marking to model, especially with CDOs, which are collateralized debt obligations, which are bonds, which are consist of mortgages. And so reality is set in. And that's going to cut down the value of their capital structures, which means they're going to be able to do much less business. But in the meantime, in order to avoid insolvency, which technically they are insolvent now, Morgan and Merrill Lynch and Citigroup, et cetera, they're going to need a lot more money. In most cases, probably $30 to $50 billion each. Now, that's an estimate. Nobody knows for sure. But in that venue alone, there's going to be an awful lot of money coming from sovereign funds into that area. And then, of course, you have corporations which own CDOs who have get stuck with 70% losses as well. Their capital structure has been impaired. They are also on the edge of insolvency, and they're going to be looking for money as well. So these foreign nations that have these sovereign funds and others will have an excellent opportunity to buy up American businesses. And the ones that are in technology, what these foreign companies will do is figure out how the company is run, what they've got, and then they'll take the company and put it in their own country. And that's already happened. And some of these buyouts will be in very sensitive companies, like there's one that they're trying to do right now, Bain Capital, which is very close to Romney. They want to merge 80% of 3Com with 20% of a Chinese company. And, of course, the Chinese want in because they want to get the technology. What does 3Com do? They do security work for the United States government. And so these people are selling the farm.
That's exactly what they're doing. And I wanted to add that it's just not Morgan Stanley, an investment house, Bear Stearns. That's another respected securities firm that was weighted down by the subprime missteps, as they like to call them. They sold a stake in the CITIC Securities. That's a predominantly owned, state-owned Chinese firm. And they bought into the Bear at a big discount. Bear got the cash, but now enjoys bragging rights in China that are paled in comparison to those that would have accompanied the CIC investment. Now, let me explain something here, folks. Remember when the Chinese tried to buy out the most of the shares in Unocal? Now, in Washington, they complained about that, even though that we gave them most favored nation status. They have created a lot of the mess in Washington, D.C., but when it came down to controlling gas and oil, they said no. They protested on geopolitical grounds. And consequently, China soon pulled its bid. And they would have gained controlling interest in Unocal. That's a no-no to many in Washington. But the CIC has a new strategy to buy passive stakes, usually with no board seats, no control. This Chinese investment vehicle, therefore, represents no threat to the status quo, but it's learning how a modern economy operates and hopefully will earn them top equity market returns. They're the folks, what I'm saying here, the nose of the camel is in the tent. By the time you see its hump in its back end, It's too late. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Bob, I like what you put on the front page of your newsletter. Zbigniew Brzezinski, co-founder of the Trilat Commission, quoting here, "The technocratic age is slowly designing an everyday more controlled society. The society will be dominated by an elite of persons free from traditional values who will have no doubt in fulfilling their objectives by means of purge techniques with which they will influence the behavior of people and will control and watch the society in all details. It will become possible to exert a practically permanent watch on each citizen of the world." Nice.
If you ever had any doubt, there it is, right there. That's what they intend, to enslave everybody.
You know, it's amazing that the controlled medias in this country wouldn't even, from time to time, Bob, break out with who Heinz Kissinger, the Boer, really was, or Zbigniew Brzezinski, or any of these clowns. They would not. They would just give them a stamp of approval, interview them, let them diatribe nauseously and endlessly, getting their little points across, and never questioning who these people are and what they really represent, ever.
Well, that's because they're all in on it.
Yeah, Oh, gosh. Predictions, Bob, for 2008. We're about
gold will break 850, that's for sure.
Well, it tried, let me see, Friday, I think it was up to 842. Closed down a little bit today. It's still 830 something or other.
Well, you know what they did today, and they did on Friday, is that they made the yen strong, and in so doing kept gold from going up. And how that works is that speculators go into the yen carry trade, and they borrow yen, and they take that yen and buy dollars and then go into different markets, and the stock market as well as the gold market, silver market, are places where they go to. And when the yen goes up in value, the borrowers in this yen carry trade get very cold feet, and they don't participate. So what happens is the market will go down 100 or 2 points, but also it puts pressure on gold as well. So what they did the last couple of days was they sacrificed the Dow Jones and S&P and the NASDAQ, allowing it to go down with a strong yen, and at the same time kept gold from breaking out before the end of the year. And that's what they were up to.
In your newsletter this week, you make a lot of to-do about the European Central Banks, how much money they've injected, the Fed Reserve Bank here in this country, the Bank of England. How much money has these banks, and where is this money coming from that these banks are injecting into this, well, this credit-starved economy because they don't trust each other's books? How much money are we talking about since this housing bubble has burst?
Well, the first tranche of money from the 20 major central banks ran to just over $1 trillion. Now, mind you, this is short-term money, and so the money is supposed to roll. And what does that mean? That means that a bank puts up collateral, sometimes treasury securities from different countries, depending upon where you are, and sometimes collateralized debt obligations and ABS and stuff like that, which is really worth only 30 or 40 cents on the dollar, but the central banks take them as collateral anyway because they haven't been marked down yet, and they create this false lending opportunity. Where do the central banks get the money that they give to these banks? They create it out of thin air, all of them. And so the money that they've given out on a short-term basis, it can be 3 days, 15 days, 30 days, whatever. It's supposed to be returned in that period of time. But in the real world, what happens is the central bank, the Bank of England, gets a call from Northern Rock, and they say, look, we can't give you this money back. If we do, we're going to go under. And so the Bank of England says, well, how much do you have to roll again? And they'll say, well, you know, you gave us $51 billion. We'd like to roll $53 billion. Things are no better now than they were before. And so the Bank of England doesn't have any choice, and they renew the securities. So in essence, what they've done, if they continue to roll them, sooner or later, they're going to have to do what they call a coupon pass, and that means they monetize the debt. And the banks that have borrowed this money, and other institutions as well, they have a permanent loan rather than a short-term loan, which, of course, in reality will never be repaid. And the flip side of that is that inflation is created by this monstrous creation of money and credit. And we, you and I, and all you listeners out there, we get to pay for it in the form of stealth theft, which is called inflation. And this is going to get worse and worse and worse. Now, that trillion was just the first tranche, the first amounts that went out in August and September and October. We now have a second wave. And in that second wave, the European Central Bank threw in $501 billion. So now they've created over $1 trillion on their own, never mind what everybody else did. And the Treasury is having auctions every week of $20 billion to American banks, and they're doing the same thing. Now, $20 billion is a lot of money, and to do that every other week or every week is a tremendous infusion to go along with the money and credit they've already created within the system, which is running at 17.5%. So this goes on top of that. Now, they will do that indefinitely. And if they're allowed to, this could last 2 or 3 or 4 years, maybe 5. Now, why is that important? Because if inflation popped this coming year to over 15% and they admitted to, let's say, 7 or 8%, gold would go to 1,500. And if they stopped creating money and credit, gold would stop there. But it also takes a year for that money to really get into the system. So after you see the absence of issuance of additional money and credit, it takes a year for it to stop having an effect inflation-wise. And this is the way we're going to be able to determine where the top in gold and silver is. And so what's going to happen by extrapolating this problem, they are going to make the price of gold and silver go higher. Gold, based upon inflation, this is official, since 1980 should be selling at $2,368 an ounce. But those aren't the real figures. So I say it's over 3,000. Now, if we go out another 3 or 4 years like this, gold doesn't go into 3,000. It's going to go to 6 or 7,000. And, of course, silver will go with it, and platinum and palladium, and commodities will be hauled up as well, because people will be leaving the stock market and bond markets, and they will be sliding their money into gold and silver. Not in an avalanche, but they'll start testing the waters, because none of those people are in the market. The biggest buyers of gold in the world are in India, Middle East, and China. And Russia's taking production off the market, and that's the way that they're accumulating gold. And they know the story, believe me. They know all about the manipulation.
Yeah,
During that period of time, the central banks are going to run out of gold. We know for sure that out of the 31,000 tons that they say they have, we know at least half of it's gone. I think they've only got about 5,000 tons left that they're willing to part with. There are some nations that just won't sell. Germany is one of them. And so when are they going to run out of gold to be able to affect the market? I don't know, but I don't think we're very far away from it. And that's going to be an enormous factor. And when gold really makes its move, it'll catapult. Gold will move up through 850, which means nothing, because 850 was made in 1980. All the people who owned gold then are dead now. Not really, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
And so there's no overhang in the market. And so the next stock will be 1,000, and all of a sudden we'll have an event, and bingo, will be up to 1,600, 2,000, and nothing flat, and then the game will really be on.
Okay, there I am. I'm back live. I had my market mic pulled down. There's going to be further pressure on the commodities market out there. Just for instance, Tony Blair got about 26 people, heads of government, in the name of fighting global warming. They got together to ban incandescent light bulbs and things of that nature, but it's not the point of this. The point is that by 2020, 10% by law, 10% of all our petrol and diesel must be replaced with biofuels, and they're expecting to devote at least Now get this, Bob. They're going to take 40% of their farmland that they're currently growing food for the market, not only in England, but whatever they export. They're going to take almost half of that land that's designated for food production. Guess what they're going to be growing? Oh, stuff for the fuels market, for transportation. Now, folks.
Yeah. And what's going to happen is, and I projected it just like Saxon has, that grain and bean prices will double this year, which means meat prices will, and so on, this year being 2008. It's already doubled. And one of the reasons they're doing this is they want to wipe out the third world. They've got to get rid of the useless eaters in South America, Africa, and Asia. You know, people that don't contribute to society in any great way. They just kind of meander through life. They want them dead. And so there's a true pronged attack. And also with higher prices is bigger control. But also with higher prices and higher inflation, we get higher gold prices. And maybe that would even make gold go to 10,000. I mean, these figures I'm giving you are not absurd. I mean, I have been doing this for almost 50 years. So I know it all chapter and verse. Unfortunately, I have a photographic memory. I don't forget too much, even at my advanced age.
Advanced?
And
advanced?
Pardon me?
Advanced, Bob? You're still enjoying fall. Winter has not frosted your nose or extremities just yet. Let's talk to somebody here that's been in the game less time than you have, as well as I, Mr. Robbie Noel.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Happy, happy.
Happy, happy.
Happy, happy.
Let the revolution begin.
I'm telling you. I asked Bob here for predictions. My predictions is commodity prices, now that we've seen the farmers in the 80s run off of their farms, sold at auction, bought real cheap by the AgriCorps out there. We're going to see real pressure on grains and stuff to make fuel for. I already gave the people a heads up of what's happening in England. Commodity prices are going to skyrocket next year. Robbie, what's your New Year's predictions?
Well, I mean, there's no question. This whole subprime bailout and credit crunch, whatever you want to call it, when you look at the huge amount of money that they've injected into the system, and they still have not in any way, shape, or form fixed anything, means more than likely you will see in 08 a number of major institutions going belly up. And it will rock the financial markets.
Well, we're already seeing in the retail sector.
Now, I'm talking about big names. I'm talking about big banks.
Well,
banks up until this point, where we've often said, and Bob knows the statement very well, too big to fail. Well, guess what? The too big to fails are going to fail.
They'll be nationalized, and we'll get to pay for that, too.
I was going after the retail giants, recognizable names such as Lowe's and Walmart. They have already said that we're not going to be building any big box stores next year. So they're watching their cash flow and expenditures quite nicely. I've already predicted, Robbie, that you're going to see a consolidation of banks in this country next year, and you're going to start to see the mechanizations and the failures hitting the public right in front of the informed eye, uninformed, I should say. In other words, we're going to have bank closures, and people in this country, because they've been kept in the dark so long about the true financial aspects of this economy and this country and its business dealings, just to hold on to your bootstraps. It's going to be a wild ride, because you're going to start to see bank failures in this country next year and runs on the bank pretty much like they did over in jolly old England about six months ago.
Oh, look, you'll be able to watch this locally. And obviously you will start to see a number of the chain restaurants shutting their doors. I mean, Macy's already announced shutting a half a dozen of its stores, and And restaurants, you got to understand, I mean, restaurants boomed in the 90s because of the disposable income of that ATM called home equity. And so you will see the strains of this obviously affect small businesses greatly in 08. And unfortunately, you know, the restaurant business is usually the first one that you will start seeing imploding.
Well, in the retail sector, the last stores that you're going to be seeing going out of business is exactly the aforementioned box stores, because as the smaller businesses in the communities fail, well, you can still go to Wally World to get a battery for your car or tires or, you know, curtains or whatever you want to buy, clothes, groceries, it doesn't matter. Go to Wally World. So you're going to see these smaller businesses failing at an astronomical rate. But the public's perception of this is, well, I can still shop and I can still buy. I'm just going to get on to Wally World. We'll take the break here. Ladies and gentlemen, when we get back, Mr. Noel, I'm sure, has a bang-up Bob Chapman special for this Monday. Right, Robbie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Up 31% year-to-date.
Up 31% year-to-date. All right. We'll take the break here. Be right back with Bob Chapman and Robbie Noel right after this.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Folks, program note, we will be closed Wednesday. We resume regularly scheduled live broadcast Wednesday morning. I'm going to have Bev Harris on the National Intel Report Wednesday. only for a half hour to address the questions that everybody's been hammering me about the elections coming up, the presidential elections. So we'll have Bev Harris to get a update on what's being done with the voter fraud and their computerized voting mechanisms. So stay tuned for that. And also coming up, it's a service that we're going to be offering here at Republic Broadcasting Network. I'll just take about 60 seconds to explain this to you fine folks. It is going to be listenership nirvana out there. We're going to offer a premium-based internet that you can enjoy the program in outstanding sound, 128-plus kilobits. You're also going to receive special offers, a newsletter that will be put out once a week. That will come out Tuesday mornings, and in that we will have little snippets only. We don't want to step on Mr. Chapman's international forecaster, but the deals that we usually offer Thursday or Tuesday afternoon, you'll be able to pick those up Tuesday morning, which is a good thing. So that's a premium. There's going to be a lot of added value there, and it's only going to cost $14.95 a month. So that is going to be good news for the listeners out there that are tired of, we offer the streaming free out there, folks, and this is just a way to generate some funds and make a better deal for the listeners out there. At any rate, Mr. Noel, the Bob Chapman special of today, a Tuesday special on Monday.
Well, we might as well keep with the winning coin being the British sovereign, considering that this time last year, British sovereigns were trading at 155. Today, they're trading at $220, about a 31% increase year-to-date. Outperformed at both Wall Street, NASDAQ, S&P 500, and a whole litany of other investment vehicles. So the British sovereign, quarter ounce of gold, $220. Order 20 or more, you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster. And if you're already getting the Forecaster, you can always give it to a friend or extend it for another period.
Well, and that's a gift that'll keep giving the entire year round, folks, because starting
Wednesday, we'll be taking orders on 2008 Silver Eagles and Gold Eagles, and we got the mintage figures out, and unfortunately, we thought this year would be a small mintage year. Well, December figures are now final, and unfortunately 2007 wasn't a small mintage year.
Okay. And now, folks, keep in mind that Mr. Chapman has been gracious enough because of the holiday season to be with us last Monday and again today, Monday. I don't remember the last time New Year's and Christmas fell on a Tuesday, but at any rate, he's been gracious enough to come on the airwaves with us, at least for the abbreviated version of the National Intel Report on Tuesdays. The good news is we get the holidays out of the way. Next Tuesday, Mr. Chapman will be back with us all for the usual 2 hours. So mark that on your calendar. Gentlemen, we got about a minute here. Any parting shots?
Happy New Year.
We'll get him, Robbie.
Happy New Year, Bob. It's going to be
I'm not back in Rhodesia.
Yeah. But unfortunately for those of us on this side of the fence, 2008 is going to be a great year.
Well,
you better believe it is.
For those that are in the know and have already been pre-planning this Titanic hitting the proverbial iceberg, for those that listen to this network and specifically this program, yeah, for those, you've got a fighting chance out there. For the rest of them out there, I don't know. Mr. Chapman, we'll see you next year. Mr. Noel, you've got the day off. We'll see you back here live Wednesday on the flip side with Robbie Noel. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, his website, eaglesup.com. Gentlemen, see you next year.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Robbie. We'll be back right after the top of the hour break. Another hour of this last show of 2007, the National Intel Report. We'll be right back. Since